Gary, hope it's been a good week for you.
It's been a hectic one, that's for sure, Chris. But yeah, it's been good. I would like to say it's going to slow down just a little bit, but as you and I both know, that would not be the case. So
yeah, very little chance of that. And first of all, it was busy just trying to figure out how to cram all the highlights from last week into the sports cast and Tider Insider TV and everything else that you have to put in recaps of the ball game too, because trying to weed out highlights, not an easy process.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. You know, you and I talked last Friday, and I thought Alabama would win the football game, and I thought they'd play well, but I didn't, you know, think anything like what we saw occur on Saturday would happen. And in fact, I had said the Tuesday night before the game on Saturday to Rodney Orr on Tider Insider TV that I might have even said the same thing to you, Chris, that I thought this team had a chance to win every game it played from here on out, but, you know, halfway into the season, I just didn't think this was a team that its personality would allow it to play a clean game. I mean, I thought it was a mistake-prone team, and I thought they'd have to find a way to win, overcoming those mistakes as they had done all but one game and had a chance to win that one. Then they go out on Saturday and play, you know, as close to perfect as you can. No perfect games, but, you know, no turnovers, no penalties, really solid in every area. And I think that what that tells us is that when this particular team doesn't make mistakes, they're real good. I mean, they not only can win games, they can absolutely annihilate quality opponents, because I've seen this, you know, this group of people come out and just totally, you know, say that A&M is a terrible football team, and they're not. Do they have issues? Sure they do. But they've lost three games in a row to three top five opponents, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Alabama. They're still a capable team. And maybe they're not as what they've been, but nobody else, you know, 59-0. You know, nobody else has shut out a Kevin Sumlin team anywhere that he's coached, Houston or Texas A&M. Nobody has dominated like them like that. And as I've told someone this week, I'm not saying this team, Chris, for Alabama is as good as the 2009 team or the 2011 team or 2012 team or any team. But for one particular Saturday, that was as good a game as any Nick Saban coach team I've ever watched play. I mean, they absolutely were, you know, as I said, as close to perfect probably as you could be in a football game. Maybe the late kickoff return, you know, was a negative. But even on that play, you know, Smith hustled down. J.K. Scott, and they got the guy down, and then the defense came in and you know, held him on down. So to shut out anybody in this day and age, but particularly a team as potent as that, a team that had never been shut out under their current coach, and to beat them 59-0 and be a 45-0 at half, I mean, I just don't know what else you can say. I mean, just an unbelievable performance on that particular day.
Gary, I'm looking at Tennessee and having dropped 4 out of 5. They're beat up along the offensive front. They don't know if they're going to have their quarterback available. At least at last check, to me, it was still up in the air as to whether or not they'd have him. To me, this looks like a very similar type situation that Texas A&M was in 1 week ago. Now, doesn't mean the thing will snowball out of control, but it does have the makings for another 30-plus point victory for Alabama over the Vols again if they can take care of business early.
Well, Tennessee certainly is reeling, and you pointed out the reasons why. The one difference here, and you know, I heard Nick Saban say this with you and Tom on the radio show last night, is this team's got something to prove talking about Alabama in regards to going on the road. That is the one question mark. You know, the neutral site game, they were pretty good to open the season against West Virginia. We know what they've been at home. I mean, they've been a juggernaut. On the road, the two true road games at Oxford and at Fayetteville, they won one barely and lost another one close, have not played their best football. So that's the one question mark and the one difference between this game and the A&M game. Certainly if this game were in Tuscaloosa, I would be wondering if they might just name their score. But by going into Knoxville, you know, they are going to be hyped. I mean, I think fans, you know, at the core are realists. I mean, I think every fan's excited going into the game. Every fan wants to believe their team has a chance to win. But at the core, I think Tennessee fans know that, you know, it would be a miracle type of performance for them to win this football game. Having said that, when you're at home and you got 100,000 people in that ugly orange, they're going to be jacked up. They're going to be pumped up. They're going to play with emotion. So, you know, I think that Alabama has turn the corner in terms of their confidence, even going on the road. But, man, I certainly expect this game, Chris, to be competitive for a while. I mean, I just think, you know, again, at home, you know, their defense, they've got some veterans on that defense. You know, I thought they played well against Ole Miss for the most part defensively. You know, 3-0 game. Late in the second quarter, they give up a touchdown and they fumble. The offense fumbles the next possession, and then it's all of a sudden 14-3 at half, and then it got away from them, you know, in the fourth quarter. But defensively, you know, they're not bad. They've got some guys that have played a lot of football for them over there, and I think they can keep the game competitive. But certainly I expect Alabama to pull away and wind up winning by a comfortable margin.
Gary Harris is the sports director, WVUA Television, right here in Tuscaloosa. He's kind enough to join us, as he does each Friday, on the Shock Top Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Continue to be impressed with Blake Sims and what he's done. And I know people are breaking it down. Well, this is what he's done at home, and this is what he's done on the road. I get that. I understand it. But take away who the quarterback is. Is Alabama getting beyond what you anticipated from the quarterback position coming into this season?
In my opinion, yes. And I've been a Blake Sims supporter because I know what he put in to earn the job, and he earned the job. It was not given to him. He won that job, and I know the type of effort he's put in. I know the type of preparation that he's put in, and I've watched the performance. And I think the position, if you just take the name out of it, the quarterback position, in my opinion, has exceeded the expectations that I had for it, regardless of who it would have been. I think the quarterback play has been terrific. And I know people will point to the two road games, but you know what? He found a way to make enough plays to win the game at Arkansas and really had Alabama in position to win at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So he was not on the kickoff return team when Christian Jones fumbled that ball. And after Ole Miss took a 6-point lead, despite starting with terrible field position, he drove his team down, made several clutch throws on that drive, and then, as we all remember, ran a ball around the corner for a first down. It would have been first and 10 at the 18-yard line with, I think, 42, 44 seconds or whatever to go in the game. And a holding penalty wipes that out and makes it a long yardage situation. And even the throw to DJ Howard down the middle of the field into the end zone was a good throw. You got to give Golston credit for coming off and making a nice play on that ball. So I thought in that game, because Alabama lost, people quick to point the finger at Blake Sims, but I thought he played pretty well, Chris. And, you know, you were on the sidelines. I thought he did enough for his team to have a chance to win the game against, you know, one of the best teams in the country. So I've been very impressed by him, and I've never understood at all, this is just me talking, why people have clamored for another quarterback, why people have said they need to put somebody else in. And as I also tell people, again, you know, we're none of us are practiced the entire time and see what goes on. But I can promise you, Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban thought there was a quarterback on that team that gave them a better opportunity to win the game. That quarterback would be in their plane. That's the way they do it. It's not any other agenda other than trying to give their team the best opportunity to win games. So that position has exceeded expectations, and I think if you want to talk specifically about Blake Sims, he's had a marvelous year so far, and hopefully it will continue.
Gary, the rest of the SEC, I want to get into some of these other games and get some thoughts from you. And let's start in Baton Rouge, where LSU has won two straight games. And I know it's not against the strongest teams in the league, but they were road in the case of the Florida game, a road win. In the case of the Kentucky victory against a team that a lot of people thought might have a chance to really step up and be in the upper echelon of that division, and still might be, frankly, because the East is not what it used to be. That being said, is LSU ready to win a game like this one against third-ranked Ole Miss tomorrow night?
Well, I never discount them down there. The numbers back up LSU, especially at night, about how strong they are. And I think the Kentucky win was very impressive, because you're talking about a Kentucky team that came in there on a roll, full of confidence, feeling as though they could go into Baton Rouge and not only compete but win the game, and LSU just sucked the life right out of them. Incredibly, you know, impressive performance. So, I probably undersold Ole Miss a little bit early in the season. I don't want to do that anymore. They're a fabulous team, particularly defensively. I mean, defensively, they've got it all. I still think offensively, Chris, their inability to run the football could come back to bite them. I mean, they're right now having to win games with defense And with Bo Wallace making, you know, enough plays with his arm, they don't run the ball well consistently at all. And yes, I think LSU is capable of pulling the upset here. This is a much different situation than Alabama and Tennessee. Now, again, Ole Miss is certainly capable of I think beating anybody, but this is not a game where Ole Miss can just show up and run out there and say, you know, we're number two or three in the country or whatever we are. And this is a rivalry game. LSU's got a lot of pride. I think they feel like they've turned the corner and they can still have a great season. And they know if they beat Ole Miss, they're right back on track. So I think this is going to be a heck of a football game. Really, all the games since the last 2 years, the freeze has been at Ole Miss have been great games between Ole Miss and LSU. And I expect that to continue. I think this is a fourth quarter game. I really do.
Dan Mullen will bring Mississippi State out of the tunnel at Commonwealth Stadium for the first time as the number one ranked team in America. I know this is two straight weeks.
I'm still having a hard time wrapping my arms around that one.
Hey, look, let me tell you, I'm coming back home to Hoover last night from Tuscaloosa and you know, sitting in with Tom, a coach on the radio show that you referenced a little while ago. I'm on 2059. I get not too far from Birmingham. And I pass this 18-wheeler, and I look to my right, and it is the Mississippi State equipment truck on its way, just as the Alabama equipment truck's on its way to Knoxville or was yesterday. But I'm sitting there going, good night, nurse. That's the number one team in America right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I said I undersold Ole Miss just a little bit. I probably oversold Mississippi State, and they've made me look good. I think I've told you, ever since I saw them last November in person at Davis-Wade Stadium, Scott Field against Alabama, I said this could be a big year for Mississippi State. I saw what they had up front. I knew what they had coming back. I felt as though if they had had Prescott last year, they would have well, had a chance to win the game anyway, but I really thought they might have beaten Alabama that night. So I've been on their bandwagon. I still, again, it just doesn't seem for us that have grown up following SEC football, it just doesn't seem normal. Because it's not for Mississippi State and Ole Miss to be ranked where they are. But they're legit. And, you know, I had a Mississippi State buddy of mine call me this week, and he said, well, what do you think? He said, I'm nervous. I'm worried, you know, going on the road. I said, well, let me just tell you this. You're big time now. You're upper tier. And this is not a knock against Kentucky. But if you're going to get out of this season what you want to get out of this season, these are the kind of games Mississippi State has to win. These are the kind of games that number one teams win. You've still got Alabama lurking. You know, you've still got Ole Miss lurking. You can't go into Lexington and lose this football game. True number one teams, you know, just don't do that. So it's a litmus test for Mississippi State in regards to, yeah, we're going to see how they handle being the hunted. We're going to see how they handle going on the road against a team that's coming off a big loss that is pretty good and see how they take care of business. If they're as good as I think they are, they're going to get past this game. I don't think it'll be an easy win, but I think they'll wind up, you know, winning it by, you know, a decent margin, and they get ready to, you know, try to fry bigger fish ahead. But we'll see what they do with it, because this could be, quote-unquote, a trap game. As I like to say, they're all trap games when you're in the SEC, potentially. But you know, I mean, the fans are a little bit nervous because this is such foreign territory for them. But if they're the team I think they are, they'll handle it. And if they don't, then, you know, I think they got more losses coming, because I just don't think you're going to lose in Lexington, Kentucky, and then wind up beating, you know, Alabama and Ole Miss and those type of teams that still are in front of you.
Anything to be worried about from the Auburn side with South Carolina coming in?
I just can't see it, Chris. You know, I want to say yes, because I've got a lot of respect for Steve Spurrier, and, you know, this is a chance for him to work a little magic. But, you know, defensively, man, it just has so many holes. And, I just don't see it. I mean, I just don't think they're all of a sudden going to fix it and go on the road to Auburn and win. Again, this is a quality program. He's built there at Columbia. So, you know, it's 11 wins, three straight years, but this year they just don't have that look to me. So, you know, I got to think Auburn is going to, you know, handle them fairly easily. I just don't see South Carolina putting it together at this point.
Gary, tell us what you got coming up. I know you'll have the full high school coverage tonight. Big night for a lot of teams with the playoff picture trying to clear up, but you've also got full coverage leading up to Alabama and Tennessee tomorrow.
Yeah, 5 o'clock today. Mike Parker joins me for Fearless Picks, and I'm fearful because I have stumped the last couple of weeks. And 6 o'clock, sports, and 10 o'clock, Christopher England has his Alabama Tennessee preview. 10:30, Reference Football Friday. Big night for a lot of teams. Only 2 weeks in the regular season left. Game of the week is Brookwood and Hillcrest, but a game that's really interesting is Selma and Northridge. The winner goes on to the 6A playoffs. The loser is out. So in essence, that's a playoff game. And then tomorrow morning, we've got our usual Alabama lineup. Tide TV this week, Hey Coach, replay of Tide or Insider TV, replay of Football Friday. Of course, 11 a.m., we have got Crimson Tide kickoff live, Tuscaloosa and Knoxville. So, big lineup there. And then tomorrow night, 10:15, Sports Saturday with B.J. Milliken. Again, we'll be live in Knoxville and recap the Alabama-Tennessee game.